You may not be a subscriber of Paramount Plus, but the new streaming service is hoping that you've heard of Star Trek.
Engage.
Ah, yes. Star Trek Picard is now rolling out its second season on Paramount Plus, and more Star Trek shows are coming later this year. Let's bring in NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Eric, hello.
Hey.
So, Eric, so much Star Trek, so much Patrick Stewart. What do you want to tell us about this new season?
Well, the Star Trek nerd in me is loving this discussion.
Oh, yeah, me too.
But, yeah, so basically, Star Trek Picard, it's in its second season. In its first season, there was a storyline that was sort of centered on Picard's remorse over the death of Data, which was an android who was like a huge character on the Star Trek Next Generation mm-hmm. series,
yep.
and also his anguish over what happened to the Romulan people when their homeworld was destroyed, which also happened in another Star Trek platform. So it's all about this aging hero sort of trying to cope with a couple of his greatest failures. So in this second season, this is all about greatest hits in a way. Mm-hmm. A character named Q, that was also a very popular character from the Next Generation series, an all-powerful alien, transports Picard to an alternate timeline where there is this totalitarian government that has enslaved all the other races instead of working with them. And it's xenophobic, deeply prejudiced, and deeply brutal. And so they realize that they have to figure out how to unwind this. So that's sort of the basic framework of the new season of Picard. And what it allows them to do is bring back these characters that fans loved from the old Next Generation. I think it was an attempt to try and draw in classic Trek fans who might have been dubious about Picard to sort of say, you're going to get to see new iterations of these characters that you know and love. So John Delancey came back and he's playing Q, mm-hmm. and Whoopi Goldberg returned playing Guinan, which was another alien who used to work on the Enterprise.
Right.
And we have a little clip of her meeting Picard. Let's check it out.
I'm going to need some tea. Earl Grey, piping hot.
Perhaps something stronger.
Captain Picard.
Admiral.
Oh, excuse me, Admiral. But you'll always be captain to me.
Oh my goodness, Eric. I mean, you mentioned the nostalgia and that you were a Star Trek nerd. I mean, I was too. I was 10 years old watching Next Generation. Captain Picard was my hero.
Right.
Now Patrick Stewart, he is 81 years old, still rocking it.
I know.
How would you say the character has evolved over the years and sort of changed in this season in particular?
Well, of course, what they're trying to do is talk about an aging lion at the end of his career.
Mm-hmm.
And so part of it is just dealing with Picard's legacy as a leader. And so there's a moment where he's giving a speech to Starfleet cadets, for example, as you would expect from someone of his stature. And he talks a little bit about that. Let's check it out.
What we do in crisis often weighs upon us less heavily than what we wish we had done. What could have been. Time offers many opportunities, but it rarely offers second chances.
So given that the whole storyline in the new season involves going back in time and trying to resolve something, you really have this sense that that's going to be a major thing. You know, giving Picard a second chance to do what? Mm. Well, it'll be interesting to see what that is.
Here's a question I have for you. It's not just this season of Star Trek Picard. There's also a new show called Star Trek Strange New Worlds. I think there's even a third one. Why is Paramount Plus so big on this franchise?
Well, I mean, you know, it's arguably their most recognizable intellectual property. Star Trek is this enduring franchise, over 50 years old. It spawned other TV shows. It spawned several different cycles of movies with several different casts. And what they've tried to do is create different iterations of it that they can sprinkle throughout the year on the streamer to combat what we call churn. You know, one of the biggest problems that streamers have is that people sign up for service, watch what they want to watch, and then they drop off. Well, that doesn't help Paramount Plus as much as having somebody who subscribes through the whole year. So if you have Star Trek Discovery, new episodes at the beginning of the year, and then you have Picard in the spring and early summer, and then you have Star Trek Strange New Worlds comes up throughout the summer. And then there's another live action one, I think with Michelle Yeoh, that they're planning. I don't think they've given a date for that. But theoretically, you could have new episodes of a Star Trek series on Paramount Plus, you know, every day of the year if you space it right. And so that seems to be what they're trying to do. Mm. I am looking forward to this, and I just hope that longtime Star Trek nerds like us give it a chance and don't quite freak out if they do something different with the characters, because really that's what they should be doing.
Real Star Trek nerds probably already know that the season 2 of Star Trek Picard is out on Paramount Plus. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans, engage.
Live long and prosper.